Praise the Lord. Let's start our worship with a prayer. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, magnify you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We thank you for your help and support that come from you, Lord. We thank you for your loving kindness, your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for gathering us here. Thank you for all the workers, members, families here and other places, O Lord, that gather in your name. We pray, Lord, that you anoint this recording and use it mightily to reach and connect the rest of part of your body, the church, O God, in other countries and nations, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray, O God, you guide us with your word always. I pray for protection for other members and workers and families here and other places from the COVID-19 and all its bad effects. And Lord, we pray that that the devil will not use it to hinder or disturb cause delay or regression, but instead more evangelism and more growth and more commitment to you and more trust in you, O God. We pray also, Lord, you let your anointing upon all the pastors and church workers and leaders and parents, that everyone will go filled with the Holy Spirit, led with the Holy Ghost, to evangelize to the people around them, O God, to make a new disciple, to reach new souls in your kingdom. We thank you, Lord. I pray for each and every congregation, family, even individual members. They will make a great difference in the society that you had placed each and every one of us, O God. Lord, we thank you for this day, and we pray you anoint the songs, our prayers, anoint the message, the giving, O Lord. And also, God, speak to us today through your word. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and let us worship the Lord for all the great things that he has done in our lives.
Yeah. We will seek your face, Almighty God.
Amen.
Touching heaven, changing earth.
There is no
Yes, oh God. Truly, Lord, there's no one like you with all the wonderful work of yours, the miracles, the great things that you will continue to do in our lives. We thank you, God, and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's collect our tithes and offering and fruits and first fruit and bring them to the house of God. Thank you, God, for all that you give us. Thank you, Lord, for all that you provided for us. Thank you for your people who came to you and they give their tithes and offering and first fruit. Open the windows of heaven and bless them. And pour out so much blessing upon their life that they have no place to give, and rebuke the devourer, and let all nations know they are blessed by you. I pray for our brethren who have no job, provide for them. I pray for the rest of our members that they will also are not giving yet to you. I pray they will learn to give what's due for you from tithes and offering and first fruit. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We'll continue today to speak about faith and deeds from the life of Abraham. And we already read Genesis 16, and we are studying how faith should be accompanied by deeds, as we have read in James chapter 2, verse 22-24. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by work when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which say, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. We continue today in this message to speak about the deed of Abraham, and since we started Book of Genesis 16, we will see the issue of Hagar with Abraham and Sarah, how it went on, and I'm going to read now the whole chapter, but you will start to explain from verse 7. Let's read Genesis 16 and verse 1 to the end. Now Sarai, Abraham's wife, bear him no children. She had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarah said unto Abraham, behold, now the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarai, and Sarai, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian. After Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband, Abraham, to be his wife. And he went in unto her, unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarai said unto Abraham, my wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. But Abraham said unto Sarai, behold, thy maid is in thine hand. Do to her as it pleases thee. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai is maid, whence comest thou? And whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress, Sarai. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, return to thy mistress, and submit thyself under her hands. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. And he will be a wild man, his hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me. For she said, Have I also here looked after him that sees me? Wherefore the well was called Beer Lahairoi. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bare Abram a son, and Abram called his son's name, which Hagar bare Ishmael. And Abram was fourscore and 6 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram. Lord, we thank you and we bless you. Thank you for your word. Anoint my lips, my tongue. Put verses and scripture and words from you to teach your people and to direct your church in the way that you want your church and your people to move. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We read in verse 7, and the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to shore. Here, Hagar was in distress. She was abused by her mistress, by Sarah, and she was pregnant, and she escaped wandering in the desert looking for water. And at that time of distress, the Lord appeared to her. Here, the angel of the Lord means the Lord himself appeared and revealed himself to her. When you have a critical and struggling time in your life, the Lord shall not leave you, but shall come to you, shall find you as he found Hagar, and he will visit you and show himself to you, to comfort you, to assure you, to correct you, to guide you, to lead you to go back to the right way that you need to move. Here, the angel of the Lord appeared as a man, and this is one of the appearances of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. So here, Hagar, when she met the angel, the first time she met the Lord Jesus in her life. She was in sin, and the Lord revealed himself to her to guide her in the right way. What was her sin? First, adultery, being the second wife, and second, despising and non-submitting to her mistress Sarai. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he revealed himself to you in order to correct you and to bring you back from life of sin into the right path of life. You know, in verse 7, the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ to Hagar was, go along with the presence of the fountain of water, as if the Lord was telling her, you are in a difficult life and in the wilderness, but I am here to be with you and to help and to provide your need, and also to give you the water that you need. You know, the verse say about the fountain that the Lord appeared himself and found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to shore. Now here, the fountain in the way to shore, Shur is a place near Egypt. We can read that in Genesis 25, verse 17 and verse 18. Genesis 25 and verse 17 to 18. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, and 137 years, and he gave up the ghost and died, and was gathered unto his people. And they dwelt from Havilah unto Shur, that is before Egypt, and thou goest toward Assyria. And he died in the presence of all his brethren. So here, Shur and Egypt, Shur near Egypt. So she was moving towards Shur. She was moving Hagar when she escaped from Sarai toward Egypt. And we can read also that Shur near Egypt in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 7. 1 Samuel 15, verse 7. Say, and Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. So, what we conclude here, when Sarah was when she was treated badly by her mistress Sarah, she escaped from her mistress, and she was moving toward Egypt, her native country, because she is Egyptian. You know, a human, when he is a stranger in a certain land or place, and he is exposed to some struggle or pressure or bad treatment, when he responds, he will go back to his native land. Why? Because there is his family, and from there he thinks that he can get support and protection. But that way of thinking, when you have that way of thinking, it means that you cannot see God in your life. But you must know, in whatever place you are, you need to trust God that He will sustain you, and He will also protect you. So here, the Lord met her in order to correct her and to instruct her not to escape, but to go back to her mistress. And let's read verse 8. And he said, Hagar, Sarah is maid, whence comest thou, and whither will thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress, Sarai. Now here, the angel of the Lord, he called her by her name, Hagar. The Lord shall call you also by your name in order to confront you with your situation, because He is concerned about you. Amen. The Lord shall call you by your name. God is calling you by your name to confront you with your situation, because He is concerned about you. And how he said to her, and he said, Hagar, Sarah's maid. Here the angel of the Lord told her, who is she for Sarah, being a maid for Sarah, because she did not respect or submit to her mistress Sarah. So here the angel of the Lord reminding her that she is a maid, and she must know her limit in her relationship with Sarah. In the same way, you need to know your limit in your relationship with the people around you, like your boss, your supervisor, your parents, your wife, your husband. You must know your limit, your pastor, and you must know that these are the things you cannot just go away like Hagar did. No, you must know your limit in all these relationships. The angel asked her, Whence comest thou, and whither wilt thou go? Here the Lord wanted to know from her mouth how she sees the situation that she is passing through. If she is aware and she is oriented, what was taking place, if she is aware of her sin or no, that's why the Lord asked her. And what she said, and she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarai. Here she confessed that she is running away from Sarai. And that confession, she admitted that she is a maid. Master or mistress, the meaning of it, master for man, mistress for the woman, is a person who is in the position of authority or control. Verse 9, Genesis 16, verse 9, and the angel of the Lord said unto her, return to thy mistress, and submit thyself under her hands. Here the Lord clearly spoke to her to go back to Sarai, because she is her mistress, and to submit to her. The teaching in the New Testament teach servants to submit to their masters and to do good in service under their supervision. We can read that in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 5 to 8. Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 5 to 8. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart as unto Christ. Here, he warned that the servants to obey their master with fear and trembling as if they are obeying Christ. In verse 6, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. So here, submitting to the master is to do the will of God, and there should not be men pleasers. Not only, when their master, their eyes on them, they would do work so that to please men, but to walk diligently as they are serving Christ, because in such a way that they are doing the will of God when they serve with all their heart. When you serve with all your heart, you are doing the will of God. In verse 7, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. So here, when you are serving, you are doing service to God, not to men. And all of us in our service, we are under Christ in that case. And so we need to serve, knowing that whatsoever, verse 8, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall receive of the Lord, whether he be born or free. Whatever we do good, he will receive the same good from the Lord. So here, all of us is required to serve good, to be honest, and to do good service. Also, we read about that servants should submit to their master is in Colossians chapter 3, verse 22 to 25. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as many pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Here Apostle Paul in verse 22, as we have read, obey in all things your master, They need to serve them well, not only when their eyes is on them. You know, some they will serve only in front of their boss. They will do very good. But in his absence, the absence of the boss, they are not aware of the quality and the quantity of the work that they are doing. And he said, to fear God, as in the fear of the Lord, is to serve well, because you are aware that God is watching over you, is watching whether you are working good or no. Because in verse 23, and whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, because the work that you are doing is not for man but for God himself. And with such kind of service, we are serving Christ, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward. And as we serve God in this way, we will receive a reward, our inheritance that come from the Lord. And we need to avoid, you need to avoid to do wrong, not to serve well, because God has no favoritism, have no regard to persons. We have read in verse 25, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of person. Christ has no favoritism. When you do right, he will reward you. When you do wrong, you will also, you are going to receive wrong for the wrong you did. Let's go back to Genesis 16, and we read verse 10. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. Hereafter the Lord dealt with his sin and gave her the also instruction of what she need to do. Now he started to tell her now about his promises to bless her and to bless her descendants. You know, for that is her right as a human. Her right from the Lord to be blessed when she obeys the Lord. Yes, she is a maid and she should be under Sarai, but in a human, being a human, she is blessed by the Lord, and her children will be blessed and multiplied by the Lord as she obeyed God. In verse 11, and the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with a child and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord had hear thy affliction. Here the Lord announced to her, informed her in this visitation, our Lord Jesus Christ informed her that she is pregnant with a boy, and she shall be calling him Ishmael. And the meaning of Ishmael is that God's here, because God hear the affliction of Hagar. What was her affliction at that time? Hagar first is a servant under the work of a mistress, and also now she put into trouble being a second wife, taking the role of the second wife, and also now she is pregnant and she needs to take care for her child alone without a father. For Abraham has a previous wife who is still alive at the time of the pregnancy and the time of delivery of Hagar. He has a wife, and he should take care of his wife, and Hagar should take care of her child. Hagar was a single mother. And verse 12, and he will be a wild man, his hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. Now here, the Lord described to her her son, and how he will be wild. He will be living in the wilderness, hard life, and he will be living in hunting, because he will be in the also wilderness. We can read that in Genesis 21 and verse 21, and he dwell in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass at that time that, sorry, 20, and God was with the land, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer, and he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. Now here, speak about Isaac and Ishmael, sorry, speak about Ishmael. Ishmael being raised up and sent away from his father might contribute to his aggressive character. Thus he will be in attitude a wild man, and he will have hostility against other, and in response other also will get hostile to him. Let's go back to Genesis 16 and let's read verse 13. And he called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me. For she said, Have I also here look after him that sees me? You know, here Hagar responded to the goodness of God in her life as he appeared to her in the situation that she was in distress. She called his name, Thou God sees me, because God saw her. And she also responded and saw God, and she said, Have I also here looked after him that sees me? You know, Hagar was a single mother. She met Christ when she was pregnant. Christ revealed himself to her, and he revealed his love to her, even for you now. As you are passing whatever struggle or difficulty in your life, the Lord is still here to help and to lead you out from your trouble. Yes, God will correct you, and also God will lead you of what you need to do. God will provide your needs, and he will comfort you until you come out from the trials or difficulties and go back into the right way. Verse 14, Wherefore the well was called Beer Lahai Roi. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. The well that we have read in verse 7, it is the same now here, and it is called by Hagar and others, what they call it, Beer Lahai Roi. It means the well of God that lives and that sees me. That was the first encounter of Hagar with the Lord, and he met her exactly at the time of her difficulties. God loves the single mothers, and God meets them at the time after they fall into the sin of adultery, and that they are being most of the time victim to it. Jesus would come to them in order to show them his love, in order to correct them and help them, in order to let them have relationship with him. As we have seen here in the life of Hagar, how the Lord revealed himself to her. And you know, the Lord Jesus Christ saying in Matthew chapter 11, and verse 28 to 30, say, Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am weak and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. As Christ loved the single mother, as we see here, we also church should take the same attitude and help single mother and reach them at the time of their crisis and comfort them and send them at the right way of life that they need to go through. Not only with the single mother, as a church, we should take the same initiative to the rest of the people who are in a crisis, doing our best to comfort them, to correct them, to help them, to put them back into the right way. Genesis 16, verse 15. And Hagar bare Abram a son. And Abram called his son name, which Hagar bare Ishmael. You know, here still Abram was not aware that God sent Hagar back to her mistress. God sent back Hagar, not to Abraham, but he sent her back to Sarai. And sure he had heard the story of Hagar, how the angel spoke to her, how he called her that she will have a child, how he returned her back to her mistress. But Abraham till now, he's not aware that he should not be the one to take care of Hagar or Ishmael. You know, some, they say that maybe they need care or help. Yes, that's fine, but Sarah can do that and not Abraham himself, you know. The faith and the deeds of Abraham here was not yet to the standard of God. And later on, we will see it will be corrected in Genesis 21. Now let's read book of Genesis 16:16, last verse. And Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abraham. You know, even at this age, 86 years old, Abraham still he need correction, guidance from the Lord, so his deed and his action shall go again along the faith that God want to see in his life. Same for us. Even we know life, we have experience, we shall be always open for correction. Let's now come to the Lord. At the end of what we have here, let's come to God in a prayer, humbling ourselves. Let's ask God to teach us more of his ways and to guide us into the center of his will. Even you have experience, you are advanced in age, but still you need to come to God, humble yourself. Let's confess our sin to God and all our mistakes, so the Lord will teach us and shall guide us, and the Lord shall take you out from the pit, shall bring you back to the right way that you need to go. God, we thank you and praise you for this word of yours. I pray, oh God, that this message will help each and everyone who listen to correct them and to bring them to the right path that you desire to see in the life of each and every one of them. Oh God, I pray for the single mothers, to aid them, guide them and help them to do what is right, and you will be the one to bless them. Those who are here and those who are in other places, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let your name be lifted up. Take your word and spread it. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. Keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.